Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
So there you go. Our home campaign ends in ultimately disappointment. With it, you know, those final chances really of top four, such a disappointment. And a lot of it boils down to how we approached the first half. We weren't good enough in the first half. And Villa's game plan was ultimately perfect for what they wanted it to be. Obviously, they missed the penalty. We should have capitalised on that moment, and we never did. And then they get the goal, and then they could basically park the bus and time wasting. They played into their hands, and we didn't have enough quality ultimately to get the result that we need. I'm going to pause this until the music starts. Anyway, yes, where was I? Ultimately, Liverpool, the agents that undermined there. Villa got the game plan spot on, and we had to fight uphill for the rest of the game. And look, I thought the time wasting stuff was stupid, but the referee gave it all back at the end, which is something, I guess. But look, when we do it, it's us being the masters of the dark arts. When someone else does it, it's incredibly frustrating, and you can only really do that from the position of power. You can't do that when you've got nothing in the, no skill in the game. It was nice. It was beyond nice. It was incredible to see Roberto Firmino get his final Liverpool Anfield goal. It was written, wasn't it? It was just a shame, almost a bit like that Atletico game where it was written that he'd scored in there as well. It's such a shame we couldn't get the win to really carry this on. I think it means that we need United to lose the last two games in order to get into the Champions League. If it happens, it happens. Look, ultimately, if Liverpool finish in the Europa League, that's where they deserve to finish on the balance of the season. It's been a really great push, and I'm glad we've actually managed to keep an unbeaten run going, if not a winning run, which is something. And again, what we need to do now is go and win the final game of the season and carry optimism into the summer and gear up for whatever comes next. You know, you can make positives out of anything. It's very disappointing to not be in the Champions League, but if they're in the Europa League, then you know what, we'll make a party of it and try and go and win the thing. But ultimately, an afternoon of frustration, what could have been a huge party with a real lift to it, is let down by the fact that we just couldn't get the business done. And it's a bit of a stark reminder that there is major work to be done in the transfer market this summer. You know, we're seeing players go, we're seeing farewells for Naby and Ox and for Milner and for Firmino, and you know, two of those lads have been central to Liverpool for the last couple of years, certainly, and obviously the others have played a part as well. But there's four good first team calibre footballers leaving the club, and they need to be replaced by four first team calibre footballers if we want to get back to where we are, and that's back to being a league title challenging, Champions League challenging side. So yeah, bittersweet at Anfield today, but the shoots of positivity are there, and I hope there's something they can build on. Right, listen, loads more from me. I've got a vlog going up about Roberto Firmino specifically in this game on my channel. And also we've got some of the farewell stuff as well on the Redmen channel. Do subscribe to Redmen Plus this summer. For why? Because we've got a Roberto Firmino documentary coming out. I've seen the first 10 minutes. I've recorded two of the interviews in the last 2 weeks himself. One of them is with the guy I'm about to show you. Here's a little teaser. Join RedmenPlus.com. We're going to have a belter of a time this summer.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.